Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Oh, we got a good show lined up for you, everybody. We got good stuff coming up for you. We're going to get into a couple fun things to kick things off. I've got a new beauty hack that I got to ask Melissa about, see if it'll work for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you're laughing. It's very serious.
Sorry. Beauty hack. Coming up soon. We'll let you know if James passes the test.
Nicely done. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is coming up for you as well. And then after our news break today, we're going to be joined by a special guest. Bria Hoyt is going to join us.
She
is
She
is an election poll worker. Looking forward to her joining us today. It is, of course, an election day. And we want to celebrate it. I mean, this is democracy, people. When did we start? I remember as a kid, Melissa, we used to kind of, it wasn't a celebration like, you know, there were fireworks or anything, but it was kind of a celebration in my house growing up when you had the chance to go vote.
I want to get back to that. It's a big deal, James. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Not everybody has this.
That's correct.
There's a lot of places out there in the world that do not have days like this, and their days like this are a joke. They just got done with one of them in Russia. let's enjoy this. Let's enjoy the day. Let's make it be good to each other. And let's learn a little bit more about our poll workers. We're going to do that with Bria a little bit later. Looking forward to it. Not to pat myself on the back here or anything, but, it's a fun. We got also a couple of other fun guests here, too, today. Because we're looking forward to a bunch of other people joining. We have Connie Hankey joining us at 9:05 today from the Alexander House.
Oh, good. We'll get to hear about their new exhibit they've got going on.
I can be honest. I remembered Connie's name, but I wanted to make sure I got it right. I couldn't find the sheet right away. We're looking forward to talking to Connie and talking about the Alexander House. That'll be how we kick off the 9 o'clock hour. And a little later in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into planters. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather control the earth, fire, air, or water? Huh? That's the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fun what-if question.
See how we'll get that into. All ties together.
Yes. And the healthiest, unhealthiest cities in the U.S. We'll also get into that. Got that one coming up for you. Plenty more to get into throughout the day. But want to start here, Melissa, because I don't have necessarily like what you would call traditional good looks. I'm more of one of those, to each their own kind of guys.
Okay.
I'm an acquired taste. All right. So I'm looking for different ways to kind of expand that. I want to feel better about myself. I want to look a little bit better. So I started looking at these viral hacks and viral hacks coming because this is a safe place to go. Right. This is a smart idea. This is a really good idea.
Okay, James. You just can't proclaim to the world you are a handsome man. So I'll do it for you. James is a handsome man. However, he's looking for other methods to perhaps up his beauty game.
There we go.
Here's a hack.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thankfully, nobody's in the studio right now. I'm all red. Viral hacks come in two categories. The why didn't I think about that one ones and the why would anyone do that bucket?
Yes. Those are the two ones.
Yeah, pretty much. There isn't a whole lot of one or the other.
There's no in between.
There's not a whole lot of that life. With this one, there is. It's pretty black and white. There's apparently a beauty trend going viral on TikTok known as the broccoli freckles. It's simple. You take a broccoli floweret. Thank you. Floweret out of the fridge, dab the floweret end into some makeup, and then you stamp it onto your face.
Oh my goodness!
Some are calling
what a waste
it
waste of broccoli.
Some are calling.
I'm not going to eat it after I do that.
No. Some are calling it the faux freckle hack. Because it leaves tiny dots and resembles freckles, people who want freckles are just doing this. One influencer named Zach Heath says he made it a staple in his routine. He says, I tried using a freckle pen. It works well, but the broccoli is the perfect shape. Meanwhile, there are a billion people out there with freckles that are screaming.
They're trying to erase them with lemon juice. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I really don't have much for this one, James.
No, I don't blame you.
What a waste of broccoli.
It is a waste of broccoli. It really is. But we can actually go to a side direction here real quick, because people use olive oil or lemon juice. I've never heard of that.
It's a skin lightener. And it's been used for generations upon generations to lighten your skin.
I'd never heard of that before.
I don't know how safe it is. It's pretty acidic. Mm. It's probably not, great.
Yeah.
And I'm no doctor.
Right.
But I know traditionally throughout the ages, it has been used as a skin lightener.
Interesting. Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. Just dropping in my two cents of humor. It sounds like that's a broccolomatic problem.
It's practically a broctastrophe.
Yeah. Well done, both of you. Nicely done. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I do want to send a shout out to Melissa here. Melissa put together a really nice page on our WFHR page of all of our interviews and a good way to be informed today before you get out there and hit the polls. Want to encourage you to go to WFHR.com, check that out, civicmedia.us. You can find the article. If you follow me on Facebook, I put it out there as well.
Wonderful.
We have it out there for you. Nice work on that, Melissa. Really appreciate it.
Well, the credit goes to you, James, because you're the one that gave all those wonderful interviews that are helping to inform our listeners on the local races that are happening in our area.
My throat still hurts. No. It was really great. Pam got this all worked out and worked with everybody.
Huge credit to Pam.
Yeah. I don't know how the chaos of trying to manage all those interviews and get everybody in and make sure that we gave everybody equal amount of time and wanted to make sure that we had everybody in within the same 2 hours. Being honest with the audience, every second, every minute that we have on the air is all we got of live radio and all we have to be able to do live local radio. So I treat every second importantly, whether it's Midday Magazine or it's our recorded shows or certainly our morning shows. So we wanted to make full use of that time. And in order to do that, I followed the tradition of most interviewers, the ones that I grew up watching. And we had a good time doing it. I want to really thank these candidates. Whether you agree with them or not, that's a whole other side category. That's something you decide when you go into the polls today. What we can all do is respect some fellow Americans who took time out of their personal lives to run for office. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, no board member, it's as far as I know, none of these people were getting paid for running for office. This is something you do out of your own time, and this is something you do because you believe in it, whatever the reasons are. And we need more and more good people being on boards, running for offices, being out there. If you are tired of the political game, if you are tired of the politicians,
jump in the ring.
Get in the ring. Get in there. What are you doing? It's not that difficult. There are people all over the country, young, old, all over running. We've got two 80-year-olds that might be we're going to have an 80-year-old as president. One way or the other. Whoever gets in is going to be there. I mean, don't give me this whole I'm too old or I'm too young. Those are excuses. And as far as I know, we don't do excuses in this country. we put things to action. We make things happen. Excuses are for politicians once they're elected.
Side note.
You can find out more at myvote.wi.gov.
Yes. The polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. today. We will be having special election coverage on all of our civic media stations for your local races. All of our reporters in each region are covering local races, and we will give updates because we are playing the Bucks tonight. Our updates won't start until the post game, I believe, which will drop in somewhere after 8:30 or after the game is done. But then you can listen for results in our local area tonight, starting after the Bucks game in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I encourage you to do that, everybody. That game should be a quick one because they're playing the Wizards, so it shouldn't be a long game. Wizards are bad.
Are they?
Yeah. Now, while Melissa was saying that, I was listening to her, but I was also, I just wanted to test something out, and I went to myvote.wi.gov, and I thought, well, let's make sure I'm registered here. I'm going to be, as soon as I get done with Morning Magazine, Midday Magazine today, I'm going to run over to the Centralia Center and get my vote in. I just typed in my name and my birth date and search, and yes, I am registered. You are registered to vote. Mm-hmm. I am
and
all
simply
set.
Entering your address also tells you exactly where your polling place is.
Yeah, it tells me that. It gives me all the information I need. I can even look into more information on the general election or spring election, other things mm-hmm. if you want to look ahead or any of that. It's a fantastic website. Bookmark that page because you're going to be using it more and more as we go forward here. Mm-hmm. Do want to also encourage you to check out the League of Women Voters website, and our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media did an amazing job with all their interviews and work that they did too. We help Freedom Ring, baby. Mm-hmm. This is how we do it, doing these kind of things.
This is how we do it. You have a voice. Mm-hmm. Make it heard today.
How else? I mean, we live in a country where we can give bad puns on morning shows. I mean, you know, that's not everybody has
not
that.
Not allowed everywhere.
Yeah, not everybody has that. It's pretty cool. We mm-hmm. will we'll take a time out, check in with our partners. We will be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate all of you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now. They're 250 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, or in Port Edwards. I'm sorry to give you.
So close.
They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. I was giving mm-hmm. you the address for From the Ground Up. I was another great sponsor of ours who we appreciate and say good morning to.
That breakfast sounds amazing over there today. Mm-hmm. If I was any closer, man.
El Cafe's got some great stuff lined up for you today. Be sure to head on over there, check it out. They hope everybody had a great Easter. They're ready for you from 7 to 2 today. Stop on by, get a great meal, whether it is breakfast, brunch, lunch, whatever. Their lunch special is a cheese curd burger and fries. Mm. Like, that does sound really good, man. You got to get over there and check that out. Find out more at El Cafe's Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, El Cafe, and like their page. Buy local, support local, including our friends, of course, over at El Cafe. Wish them a great day for us. Mm-hmm. We've got three possible qualifiers here. Melissa, give me a 1 through 3.
Ooh, I'm going to choose 3 today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. We first up wish a happy birthday to Sammy Mathers.
Happy birthday, Sammy.
Wishing you a great day, Sammy. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Carrie Martinson.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Carrie, hope you have a great weigh-in. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish happy birthday to Connie Shrud.
Happy birthday, Connie.
Miss Connie Shrud is our qualifier today.
Hey, hey, congratulations.
Congrats, Connie. Hope it's a good one for you. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind you can email any of our staff that way, melissa.k@civicmedia.us, just like that.
And while James knows a ton of people and a lot of our listeners, you know, here and there, feel free to include a little snippet of, you know, like, hey, this is something that they enjoy to do or like to do, or why we want to celebrate them on their birthday.
I think that's a really good idea, Melissa. Well,
yeah,
I like that.
Because we can personalize it then.
Yeah. Yeah. We need more of that. We definitely need more of that. I encourage you to do that, everybody. Please, we'd love a little notes about you guys. That'd be fantastic. Get them to us, everyone. And of course, if it's a last second thing, you forget, you're looking at the calendar, you're like, oh God, I forgot so-and-so's birthday. Give us a call. 715-424-2600.
You can give that wonderful little shout out to them on their special day yourself.
Yeah. Encourage you to do so, everybody, and looking forward to talking with you. We do this segment every day, Monday through Friday, right in this time slot. So go ahead and reach out to us anytime.
And on Fridays, we will celebrate over the weekend.
Yes, yes. Looking forward to that. We do have a special birthday to mention for today. And I believe we have a friend calling up here. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Today is my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom.
And I have a story about it. So first off, Happy birthday, Mary Callahan. You're 59 today. Keep it up for another year. We believe in you. The family story is probably my favorite thing about my mother's birthday. I love my mother. She's fantastic. But my mom's mom, my grandma, was in labor all day on April Fool's Day, only to, just kidding, have the kid on the second. So we didn't really celebrate April Fool's Day because my mom pulled off the best one ever.
Nice.
After that, what do you do? I mean, you can't top that.
You can't top that. You can't follow Mm-mm. that. How do you follow that? So happy birthday, Mom. I love you very much. And I'll see you soon. And I already talked to you like 5 minutes ago. So
thank you for that,
But now
Laura.
You get to be called out on radio. Happy birthday, yeah. Mary.
Yes. Happy birthday. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. We wanted to make sure to get that one in there. And I had a feeling she might call up. I had a feeling. But that we wish her a very happy birthday. That's the kind of thing we're talking about, everybody. Call up and join us. We want more examples like that. And you can give us little notes with these people that we're highlighting and celebrating. These are people you love and care about. Let's celebrate them. Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays. Quavo from Migos is 33. Fantastic rapper. Lee DeWise is 38, American Idol winner from season 9. And I don't know if I know who that is. I am sorry.
That's okay. Like I said, you can't know everybody.
Bobby Bones is 44, Dancing with the Stars winner, American Idol mentor, and beloved star of nationally syndicated Bobby Bones show. I'm not sure. I don't know who Bobby Bones is either.
But the name is fun. Bobby Bones.
It's a great name.
It's kind of perfect.
It's a very good name. We've got back-to-back just incredible actors right here. First off, I would say if it isn't Benedict Cumberbatch, the greatest actor in the world right now is Michael Fassbender, who is 47 today. Magneto in the X-Men movies, Androidus in Prometheus, the Alien sequel. He was in Assassin's Creed, Inglourious Basterds, 300. But I don't know, maybe his best work is in 12 Years a Slave. It's a tough watch, but my God, he's good in that. Chadwick Boseman just blows you away with every scene. There's just nothing but great performances in that movie. And Michael Fassbender's performances, one of the greatest I've seen in a movie like that. He is incredible.
And I can't really speak to him because the only one of those I've seen is Inglourious, and I did not like it at all.
What was that, Melissa? My headphones ripped out. I've never had that happen. 22 years, never had that happen. But I was talking, and I talk with my hands, and I whipped my headphones out.
Of course you did. It's okay. It was nothing important. Just I don't know this dude, and I saw Inglourious, and I didn't like it.
Okay, good. And yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. Pedro Pascal is 49.
I know who that is.
Yeah, he is the Mandalorian. He is Joel on The Last of Us. He was in Game of Thrones, Narcos. A fantastic actor. He just got cast as Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four movies, the new one. They're gonna start filming that in summer, so that's right around the corner too. His star is only getting bigger. An impressive actor too. Very, very talented. Let's see here. Clark Gregg is 62. Agent Phil Coulson and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was in all of the Marvel movies as well. Most of the Marvel movies, the Iron Man movies, and all that as well. Billy Dean is 62, country singer and Star Search winner.
Okay.
Interesting. A Star Search winner. I haven't heard that in a long
time. Star Search.
Kieran Woodward is 63 from Bananarama. Venus.
Bananarama.
Cruel Summer. I Heard a Rumor. They had a couple hits there. I forgot about them. They had a couple hits. I really do try not to do this too much, but I have to with this one. A fantastic actor, incredible human being as well, and couldn't be a nicer guy. Christopher Maloney is 63 today. Detective Elliot Stabler on Law & Order and the Law & Order spinoffs. He was Nick Sachs in the Happy TV show. He was on True Blood. He was incredible on the show Oz and could not be a nicer guy. Also, swears at the weirdest times. really weird swear. I don't know if I've ever said that about a human being before, but a weird swear, just where you wouldn't picture a swear word, he would say them. Interesting guy, but a really good actor and couldn't be nicer. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. Emmylou Harris is 77 today, country legend.
Yes.
A lot of great hits from her over the years. And Linda Hunt is 79. Hetty, the tiny boss on NCIS Los Angeles. She was also the judge on The Practice and the voice of the grandmother in Grandmother Willow in Pocahontas. Oh, she was in Kindergarten Cop too. Great actor. Great actor.
You know her immediately. Didn't know her name, but mm-hmm. you know her immediately when you see her.
Yeah.
Wasn't she one of the, played M or somebody in...
Yes.
A James Bond movie?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. Great actor. She's good. She's really good.
Yeah.
Some people no longer with us. My favorite male voice of all time, Marvin Gaye, born on this day in 1939, passed away way too dang young in 1984, shot by his own father the day before his 45th birthday. Marvin Gaye changed, I think, music in many ways. He was a soul singer. He was a crooner, a lover, a love singer, love songs, all that. I think the ultimate love song is You're All I Need to Get By with him and Tammy Terrell. I think it's the greatest love song of all time. I think it's the greatest duet of all time as well. But Marvin saw things happening in the world, and while he could have just kept doing and singing love songs and making thousands of dollars doing that, he saw things going on in the street and wrote about them. And the song What's Going On, I think, is the greatest movement song, the greatest a song about a cause there'll ever be. Biko, mm-hmm. there's some good ones out there, but What's Going On is it. And Marvin, I mean, there's so many songs of his over the years that to this day are meaningful and hit. And if they were released right now, would be a number one hit. Easily, easily. Any of his songs, almost, let alone any of the ones that already were hits. Marvin Gaye, very missed. Mm-hmm. Leon Russell, also born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2016. Southern rocker. He jammed with Jerry Lee Lewis and the Rolling Stones. Don Sutton, born on this day in 1945, Hall of Fame pitcher, turned Atlanta Braves broadcaster. Sir Alec Guinness, born on this day in 1914, passed away in 2000. The original Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Aww.
Loved him. Loved his work. Hans Christian Andersen, born on this day in 1805, passed away in 1875. Danish shoemaker who wrote The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina, The Princess and the Pea, The Emperor's New Clothes. Disney doesn't have much of a studio without him.
I'm pretty sure that the stories were changed quite a bit from what he originally wrote them to what Disney portrayed them as.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Jack Webb, born on this day in 1920, passed away in 1982. He is Joe Friday from Dragnet. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. It's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list. But one more time, wishing happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. We're wishing you a great one. Enjoy your day. Have fun, enjoy, and celebrate. And
yes,
get out
and
there.
A special happy birthday, Mom, Mary Callahan.
Yes, very happy special birthday to her. Wishing you a great day. We'll get to our partners here, catch a news break. And when we come back, Bria Hoyt, election poll worker, is going to be joining us. Looking forward to that. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Night falls, I'm alone. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be joined any moment now by Bria Hoyt, election poll worker. I really got to be careful about that because I was just saying poll worker before, and I really don't feel like that's a good way to word that.
I don't think it's a bad way. No. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, as long as everybody knows what I'm talking about here. It's my daughter coming up, for God's sake. I don't want to brag.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Sorry, it took me a minute. Yeah, I was very focused on the elections today, so that's immediately what I thought of.
Well, I'm glad you are, Melissa. I know that you are not alone there. I am, and many of our listeners are out there as well. And let's go ahead and go over real quickly, just reminding everybody that you can find out more information about voting at myvote.wi.gov. Be sure to head on over there and be informed about these candidates. If you haven't had a chance to, well, where have you been? We've been doing this for like a month now. No,
come on, James. Everybody's busy.
Everybody's busy. I'm here, and I was barely able to. I get it a lot.
Well, and the coverage that we did on our local elections spanned from basically the entire month of March into the 1st of April.
Really? Yeah. Yesterday just finally wrapped up our candidate interviews. Mm-hmm. So, and we... We understand that, you know, God, I mean, let's be honest about this. You got more people voting on American Idol than you do on our elections here. And that's a presidential election, let alone when it comes to these smaller elections.
Well, and the thing that I think is often forgotten is that your local elected officials affect your daily day-to-day life far more than the national government figures do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's fair to say.
It's very fair to say it. It's incredibly noteworthy and something that kind of gets lost in the shuffle, I think, when it comes to this topic, when it comes to us talking about this. It's important to be up to date on these things, everybody. You can be up to date on all the information you need on your ballot today at myvote.wi.gov. We're joined right now by Bria Hoyt. She's an election poll worker who volunteers her time to do this and wanted to get her take and give you guys a little bit of a perspective from the poll worker's perspective here. Bria joins us right now on the phone lines. Good morning, Bria.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. Just so both of you know, Bria, I am my co-host Melissa with us right now, and Melissa can hear you, and you can hear Melissa, right?
Hey, Bria.
Hi, Melissa.
Yeah. All right. Great. Yep. Great. Just
we
in
can
case
hear each other.
You guys wanted to interact at all or anything, but thank you so much for joining us, Bria. I don't want to brag or anything, but I quite a get. By me, being able to land, you know, being able to do this interview. I thought that was a pretty good get by me. Bria, I really do appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. Can we get into, first off, what made you want to be a poll worker and how long you've been doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started in 2020. I don't remember exactly what social media platform I was on, but I saw a post that said that a lot, since COVID was going around, a lot of poll workers were from an elderly demographic and it wasn't safe for them to be at the polls. And I just felt kind of a Leslie Knope within me, if you will, of I should be out there. I should help so those people can be home. They've done their volunteering for many years. Like, it's time for my generation to come in and kind of take those places. So I started in 2020.
Right on.
That's
very
wonderful.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Good, nice, good at you, Bria. Good at you.
Mm-hmm.
What's a day What's a day in the life of a poll worker like? Can you break down the kind of what you have lined up for today?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is my fourth or my fifth time. It kind of blurs between elections, but this is my first time doing a PM shift. So right now I'm going about kind of my normal day and I'm going to go vote, as you should. But when I was doing my AM shift, you get there a bit early and you help set up and put up the posters that you see when you go to vote, and everyone kind of is assigned their job. So that's something interesting. You don't know for certain what your job is going to be until you get there. And every election place has a chief and they will delegate what they would like you to do. But all of my experiences have been so positive, and if I didn't know how to do something, I didn't feel afraid or like I would be looked down upon. It was, the training was very seamless, and yeah, usually the past couple of times I've been doing registration and helping people register to vote, so that's been very rewarding.
Hmm. Is there any training involved? Is there any time outside of today that you're asked to give to poll working?
Yeah, so every 2 years, when you first start, I believe it's 2 years, you're asked to retrain, and it kind of just goes over what your duties are, what's expected of you, and things like that, why we have a democracy, why we vote.
Important information.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Bria Hoyt. She's an election poll worker. And Bria, is this something you would, you know, you have or you would recommend to other people to do?
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel a real sense of community doing it. And I don't know, it's very rewarding work, especially the registration. I saw so many younger people coming in so they could vote for the first time, and just being a part of their story and seeing younger people come in and know that their vote matters and that all of these people are coming in and that their vote matters. It's just a very rewarding process, and you get to be a part of that. So I would highly recommend it.
Hmm. Really do appreciate the time, Bria. And when it comes to, I think that one of the most American things, if not the most American thing you can do, is voting, being informed and voting. Mm-hmm. Along with that is volunteering. That is another thing that is very American, and shows your not only how much you are an American, but how much you love your country and how much you love your community by volunteering. Mm-hmm. And another American thing is plugging your work. Bria, do you have anything to plug?
Oh, well, I do co-host a very silly Muppet podcast with somebody that the listeners might be familiar with.
Quite possibly.
And I co-host a podcast called What the Muppet.
Kid, I was trying to get you to promote your books. You talk about the podcast all the time. You're an author. You got books out there. Promote the books.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That other thing I do.
Yeah.
I'm an author. You can find me at B.A. McCray on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
We were joking about this before, and Melissa, I think you could even relate to this a little bit. We're too humble to promote ourselves. We're not good at it, so we really do need to like hire somebody to do it for us, because just really, really bad at the whole self-promotion thing.
We need a PR team or something
like that. Bria, a last question. You talked about how you got into poll working. If people out there are interested in doing this kind of work, where would you suggest they go?
Oh, that is a great question.
I thought I was going to put you on the spot with that one. If you want to Google it, you can. I think search engineering is really good. Otherwise, myvote.wbui.gov is a great website for that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay. Bria, I cannot thank you.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was going to say, if you want to get in touch with your county clerk, that they would probably be able to help you as well, because that's who I communicate with the most.
Very good idea.
And that information can be found on your county website.
Mm-hmm. I encourage you to go ahead and look up B.A. McRae and look into this great author's work and support a local artist and check out all of that she has to offer there. And again, Bria, cannot thank you enough for the time.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope that you two have a great morning.
You too. Have a good day. Have a safe travels out there. And I hope everything goes well today.
And have fun at the polls
tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bri. We'll talk
soon. Don't forget to vote.
Yes. Thank you, Bri. We'll talk soon. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're going to talk April Fool's Roundup. We're going to round up April Fool's and finish that conversation up. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., joined by Melissa Kay. We're here to have some fun with you today. Mm-hmm. Good things coming up. Let's go ahead and dive right into wrapping up April Fool's.
Okay.
We've got some interesting stats here about April Fool's, just kind of wrapping things up. April Fool's Day is over, and a lot of people, including businesses and brands, took the opportunity to try to trick unsuspecting and gullible people into pranks and fake news. Some of it was a total joke, and some of it was actually legit stuff people thought was a prank.
Kind of like what Google did so many 20 years ago.
Yeah. Now what Google did, they said they had some intention behind, but a lot of these companies, I'm not sure that they really think these things through, and they see a Monday and they just think, well, we're going to break our news on a Monday. And that's pretty understandable. But, okay. You know, you might want to keep in mind that a lot of people might not believe it if you release that news on April 1st.
Fully admit, I second-guessed almost every headline I read yesterday, and today still, because so many of them are from yesterday.
Yeah. Velveeta announced a new Velveeta hair dye that seems like a joke, but it actually exists. You can buy it on Amazon while supplies last.
No.
Oh, I don't know. No.
Why would I want to dye my hair with something from a company that makes fake cheese?
Oreo.
Velveeta dyes your hair better.
You're sitting there with your box of Velveeta and you're like, I don't know. Do I want to dye my hair or do I want mac and cheese? I just, I can't decide.
This is such a pretty color. It would look really great on me.
Ooh, you're holding the box up to your hair in the mirror. Oreo announced that the cookie and the cream were going through a severe divorce and each would be offered separately. Okay.
They can't get along. We're just going to sell them to you separate.
Krispy Kreme announced that yesterday.
But wait, that's real. That's real?
The Oreo thing? Are some of them are, some of them aren't. And there's nobody's really
and
said.
It doesn't say which is which.
Yeah, yeah. Krispy Kreme announced that yesterday only customers could bring in anything they wanted and the workers would glaze it. A correspondent image featured glazed sandwiches, pizza, bell peppers, and fruits. God, I hope nobody. Those poor workers at that.
My cell phone.
Yeah.
I want it glazed.
Glaze it now. Walking in there with a lawnmower. Glaze my lawnmower.
Oh, man.
Domino's claimed they were taking pineapple off the menu because no one likes it anyway.
Hey, yikes. That's going to be popular with a lot of people.
Yeah. C4 Energy revealed a new chicken and rice flavor. There was also a joke about a new fried chicken flavor of Prime. I don't know who that is.
What even company is that?
Yeah, C4 Energy. I'm not sure. I feel like
maybe like a Alliant Energy Company.
They're the energy drinks. Like Monster and all that.
Oh, okay. So what were the flavors again?
A chicken and rice and a fried chicken flavor of Prime.
Ew. Ew. Yeah. I don't want to drink that.
No. 7-Eleven was hyping their hot dog flavored sparkling water. They just made enough to fool with some people. It isn't actually for sale.
Okay, good.
Tinder,
that's gross.
Tinder posted a LinkedIn ad for a VP of ghost hunting.
That's great because so many people, and for those of you who don't know, ghosting is when you're online dating and you're talking with somebody and they just disappear. VP of ghost hunting for Tinder.
I feel like that's a job
awesome.
I can do.
That's awesome.
That's some experience on that one. The British phone company Nothing posted about its new microphone because, quote, size doesn't matter. The language app Duolingo got in on its April Fool's action by announcing Duolingo on Ice, the multilingual musical. They even had tickets listed on SeatGeek, but it's just a joke. But
oh, that's funny.
It's not bad. That's
Duolingo. Yes, on ice.
Yeah. Healthy soda brand Olipop and Pringles teased a collab to create sour cream and onion soda.
Ick.
Yeah.
Although I would drink that over hot dog.
Yeah.
I had to choose.
And maybe you heard us mention this one. There was also a new product called Rosetta Stoned, a mobile app that bridges the conversation gap between novice users and seasoned stoners in any social setting. Man, I don't understand the time, man. All right, what is that? What did he say? Oh, he wants to know what time it is. Okay, cool.
There you go.
You look at your translator.
An example.
Similarly, there's also a baby translator app out there, I think, from Rosetta Stone as well. We can go ahead and check that one out also. As a side note, I don't know if anybody's seen the commercial, but there's a now on your phones, they can translate in other languages for you. Mm-hmm. If you're like in another country that's so darn amazing. Mm-hmm. That is pretty darn cool.
It's a neat thing to have for those of us who only know English, because there's a lot of us, myself included. It is on my bucket list to learn another language sometime in my life. Mm. How much do I know? I can count to 10 in Spanish, and that's about it.
Would it be Spanish? Is that the one that you'd want to learn?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. That is what I would like to learn. When I was in high school, I wanted to learn, when I was a freshman, I wanted to learn Spanish. And the school I went to only taught French.
Hmm.
And then when I was a sophomore, I went to a school that only taught Spanish, and I wanted to learn French. But now I'm back to Spanish.
There you go.
It seems like a more useful language.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the most spoken language around the world. And, you know, that's to me why I would lean towards it in part. It's maybe the most spoken language in the world. I'm pretty sure of that. But if it isn't, it's got to be up there, number two, number three. And that I like the idea of knowing a language that I can use like that around wherever I am in the world.
Yeah, and it's got to be, I would say, if not close, to the second most spoken language in the United States.
Yeah.
Also, learning another language just expands your horizons. There are so many things that we can't express in English because we don't have the words for it. Other languages do, and I think that that's fascinating.
Agreed. Learning a new language also can help fight off Alzheimer's and dementia. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of positives to learning a new language. And it's fun. It's fun. It's interesting.
It is.
I'm not saying it's not challenging, but it is fun to
obviously.
Do.
Obviously. It's, you know, I'm in my, third decade of wanting to try to learn this language, and I haven't gotten very far.
As much as it pains me, my mother was right. Nothing worth having comes easy in life. So, you know, it's very
way
true.
Way to go, Mom. Yeah, way to be right again.
And she would wait. She wouldn't use it all the time. But, like, going through something, like, very heart-wrenching and difficult or something like that, she leaned out and said, well, you know, Jimmy. I knew it was coming. We're just talking a little bit jokingly a little bit about dating apps and the Tinder app and the VP of ghost hunting. I like that. That's
I think
a good one.
That is great.
Well, kind of piggybacking off of that a little bit, a new poll by the dating app Wingman found for that's a horrible name for a
that's one I have not heard of.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one either. Yeah,
maybe for good reason.
Yeah, they found first dates over video are now more popular than meeting up in person. At least for people under the age of 30. Singles between 18 and 27 were asked if their ideal first date would include getting together or just chatting on FaceTime or Zoom. 65% chose the virtual option. And here are their main reasons. It's more efficient. For more young people, it's for weird for young people. It's not weird at all. They say in this users in the younger age group just absolutely don't bat an eye at it. You can have a quick chat and see if there's a spark or not.
Yep.
That's really smart. Like that seems to make a lot of sense to me. Actually,
some ways, yes, I would agree with that. I have had some first dates over video that I was like, yep. This is not the person for me, but have a nice life.
I mean, I do think that there's something to be said about in person, you know, being around somebody. And certainly there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of little things that you're not going to be able to figure out about a person and, you know, over Zoom or what have you. But it's just, you're not getting married. You're just getting to know each other and all that.
You're just saying hello. I would say it's a better first interaction than talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Because
you can
actually see, you know, facial expressions and body language.
Right on.
That there's a lot more that you can get from a video than from a phone chat.
I don't know if this is part of it either or not, but I'll tell you, I like the idea of it being safer, too.
Oh, for sure.
Mm. It's cheaper.
Absolutely.
It's cheaper than a real date is the number two reason. I mean, everybody's looking to save money, especially young people.
And you have to BYOB to that date.
And you could still have a date that way. Over
Skype
and Zoom.
This is the perfect opportunity to give a shout out to the Showcase Players here in Kobe who just did a play that was all about senior dating that basically took place all online. It was such a cute show, James. I wish you could have seen it. You would have loved it.
Oh, that sounds like a great show.
Leave It or Best Offer or something like that. Best Offer. I have to look it up, but it was really cute.
Either name, it sounds great. Oh, what an awesome play. That's a really good idea. I like that for a play. And finally, a lot of young people feel intimidated face-to-face now. They feel more like themselves on Zoom or FaceTime, and if things get awkward, you don't have to make small talk until the bill comes. Just hang up. Now, I get that. I that makes perfect sense. I could see why you would want to do that. I could not disagree with. I mean, the reasoning's great. I get all that, but I could not disagree with doing this more. Being awkward around somebody is part of dating. It's part of life. You don't get to avoid that. You don't get to sidestep that. What are you going to do? You date on Zoom your whole relationship? You're just going to get married on Zoom and all this? I'm sorry, but I've messed up so many times in front of a beautiful woman and felt like the smallest thing in the universe. And that person laughed at it. And immediately I flipped, and all of a sudden it went okay. Or sometimes it didn't go okay. But it's all experience, and it's all data that we learn from.
Well, and it translates into real life, too, because you're going to have small talk conversations at different points in your life with people you aren't dating. Yeah. And they're going to be awkward. And you need to learn how to deal with that.
And the more reps you have with this, the more comfortable you'll be. I have. I'm a great example of this. I've messed up so much in life that by the time I got into talk radio, I'm cool. I'm good.
Does he still get embarrassed to mess up? Yes, he absolutely does.
Yeah, yeah. But now
and that's okay. We all do.
I'm just used to it now. I'm comfortable with it now. And I'm more comfortable in my own skin because of it. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody deserves that. Everybody deserves that feeling.
Not only in our love relationships, but in our day-to-day relationships.
And this is one of the ways you find out if this is really something. It's not if you come dressed to the nines and you look amazing and you say all the right things and do all the right things. That's not how you know you got the right one. It's when you muck up and they laugh at it with you, not at you. Or these kind of things. That's,
or you find you have a similar sense of humor together.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that can happen because you didn't zip your fly up or your shoes were untied or something like that. I mean, these are real life things that create real life memories.
Because we're all human.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
And that play is Love or Best Offer by Phil Olson.
Oh, okay. Good love. Oh, that's a great name for it.
It was the Wisconsin premiere of that show.
Cool.
Happened in March. So, maybe we'll be seeing it on the regular circuiting the local community theater loop, as plays do.
I'd love to be in that. That sounds great. Shout out to the Showcase Players. Stick around, everybody. We're going to get to a news break. When we come back, we've got Connie Henke joining us from the Alexander House. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.